when you forgive people, you are actually releasing yourself from a debt. Holding unforgiveness is holding yourself in debt. And I'm going to say it again. Holding unforgiveness is holding yourself in debt. Welcome to The Well. I'm Lois Shonokan, and I'm excited to have you here. Today, I'm going to be talking about forgiveness, and I'm going to be going over 5 steps that will help you to easily forgive anyone. Let's dive in. If you've lived life to any capacity, I don't care how old you are, chances are you've had to forgive somebody or you've had to have been forgiven by somebody. It's life. It's what comes with having a relationship with others. So today I want to talk about what forgiveness is in a biblical standpoint. So forgiveness is wiping the slate clean like it never happened. It's when you're no longer holding the offense against the offender, no matter what it is. It's letting it go and it's starting over. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, all things have passed away. All things have become new." That is what Jesus did for us when he forgave us. That is what he did. He wiped our slate clean as if it never even happened. He made us a new creation. He made all the old things, everything we've done in the past, all the sins we committed, he made them pass away like it never happened. That is what true forgiveness is. So because our slate has been wiped clean, as we've been made new, as believers, we are obligated to do the same for others. And contrary to what the world says, contrary to popular belief, when we forgive other people, we're actually doing more for ourselves. We're actually doing it for ourselves. Let me explain. When you forgive people, you are actually releasing yourself from a debt. Holding unforgiveness is holding yourself in debt. And I'm going to say it again. Holding unforgiveness is holding yourself in debt. This reminds me of the story of the unforgiving servant in Matthew chapter 18. The Bible says that he owed his master, the king, about 10,000 talents, which is about 20 years' salary in today's currency. Can you imagine? He owed the king 20 years worth of his salary. And obviously, he could not pay this debt back. I mean, who could pay that kind of debt back? And because he could not pay this debt back, his penalty or his punishment was for him to be sold into slavery. Not just him, but him and everything he owns, including his family. However, the Bible says he began to beg the king, and the king had mercy on him. He forgave him and released him of all his debt. Not long after that, he saw a fellow servant that owed him much less. This guy only holding a day worth of salary. And this fellow servant began begging him, pleading for mercy. But he refused to have mercy on his fellow servant and decided to put him in jail. When the king heard about this, he was furious. He was so upset that he decided to put the servant back in jail until he was able to pay his entire debt, the 20 years worth of salary, just because he couldn't forgive somebody that owed him much less. This is exactly how it works in the kingdom. When we don't forgive, we're actually allowing ourselves to be held responsible for our debt, the debt that Jesus already freed us from. So Jesus freed us from our debt. As a result, we are required. It's not a choice. It's a requirement for every believer. We are required to forgive everyone that owes us, everyone that has offended us, everyone that has betrayed us, everyone that has used us. We are required to forgive them. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 to 15 says, "For if you forgive other trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive other their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Not only would unforgiveness put you in bondage, it would hinder your intimacy. It will hinder your relationship with Jesus. It will hinder your fellowship with God. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 to 24, it says, "So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift." It's that serious. The Bible says we should not even offer God anything without first making things right with our brother, without first making things right with the person that you offended at, or the person that offended you. But as plain as it is in scripture, many of us as believers, let's be real, many of us still struggle to let go of hurt. Many of us still struggle to forgive people that have betrayed us. And let's be real, sometimes it's not that simple. Sometimes the betrayal, the pain, the offense is so much, much deeper that it's not that easy to just let it go. But today I'm going to go over 5 fail-proof steps that would help you forgive anyone, no matter what they've done. Let's dive in. Number one, before you can forgive anybody, you have to first come to a realization that your real enemy is the devil. The Bible calls him the ruler of this world. The devil is a great deceiver, and he has influence over anyone that will yield to him. See, Jesus knew this. That's why he said on the cross, of the people, the very people that were persecuting him, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He knew that a real enemy was the devil. See, these people had no real idea who Jesus was. They had no idea that he was sent by God to save them. They were deceived by the enemy. Their eyes had been blinded by the evil one. The same thing with the person that hurt you. Let them go, because your real battle is not against them. The Bible says that our real battle is against the devil and his demons. Your battle is not that man that left you. Your battle is not that friend that betrayed you. Your battle is not even against that person that raped you or molested you or did you wrong. Our real battle is against the enemy, the deceiver. Ephesians 6 verse 12 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic power over the present darkness, against the spiritual force of evil in heavenly place. The second step to forgiving anyone is you have to acknowledge the hurt and pain and ask God to help you heal. Like I mentioned earlier, forgiveness is not always that easy to just let go. Sometimes the pain is deep. You know, some people really hurt us. Some people really betray us. And sometimes, a lot of times, it's unexpected. And it seems like you just can't let it go. The truth is, you cannot let it go because you've been trying to let it go by your own strength. You need the help of God. Ask God to help you. Ask God to heal you. Ask God to change your perspective, to change your mind. Ask God to help you see this person through his perspective. See, forgiveness is not an emotional thing. If you're waiting until you feel like forgiving, if you're waiting until you feel, you're going to be waiting forever. Forgiveness is an act of faith. The same way we trust God, when we give our life to Jesus, we trust him with our life, we trust him with our eternal destiny. It is the same way we forgive. We do it as an act of faith. We forgive because God requires it of us. And honestly, depending on the offense, sometimes it may take years. It may take months for your emotions to align. But you do it by faith. You let go by faith, whether you feel it or not. We forgive because we trust God. We trust him that he will fight for us. Number 3, in order for you to forgive anyone, you have to do this. Stop speaking badly about the person that hurt you. Speaking badly about the person that hurt you will not make the pain or the offense go away. It will only amplify it. And honestly, it will only lead to more bitterness. The Bible tells us that we should not return evil for evil or take vengeance into our own hands. And Ephesians 4 verse 39 says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. When we speak badly about those that offended us, that those that hurt us, the truth is, whether you know it or not, you're promoting strife and we're promoting division. Number 4, and this one may be a little challenging, but in order for you to easily forgive anybody, you have to get to a place where you can pray for them. And I'm not just talking about shallow prayer, oh God, you know, help them not to keep messing up. Help them to repent. I'm talking about praying the same kind of prayer you pray for yourself, or the same kind of prayer you pray for your loved one, your child, your husband. pray that kind of prayer for that person, because it's hard to stay angry at somebody that you've been praying for. It's hard to wish somebody wrong when you've been praying for them. For me personally, that this is one of the steps that has really helped me. You know, I used to struggle with forgiving people. I used to, you know, struggle with just meditating on how they did me wrong, meditating on the things they've done. But when I learned this principle that the importance of praying for them, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. It's going to be challenging. The first few days, maybe your prayer will be like, God, help them. But, you know, the more you pray for them, the more the heart of God will begin to come out through your prayer. The more you start seeing yourself healed, the more you start seeing the healing power of God, it will work through you. I don't care what anybody says, and I'm a testimony to this, that the real healing, if you're trying to heal from the spirit of unforgiveness, if you're trying to heal from bitterness, the real healing will come in a place of prayer. And finally, number five, go out of your way to do something nice for that person. And I know this can be very challenging, especially when your emotions are still riled up and you feel like, or you know that that person do not deserve it. And you're probably right, they don't deserve it. But neither did we. We didn't deserve God's grace either. We didn't deserve God to give up his one and only son on our behalf. The Bible says that while we're yet in sin, while we're still living our sinful lifestyle, Christ died for us. He didn't wait for us to turn around. He didn't wait for us to repent. He didn't wait for, you know, his emotions to come in alignment with us. He forgave us while we were yet in sin. He died for us while we were yet in sin. Romans 12 verse 20 says, to the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing so, you will heap burning coal on his head. When you go out of your way to do something for somebody that has betrayed, that has hurt you, not only are you displaying the character of God, there is a great reward when we go out of our way to bless those that curse us. There is a great reward when we go out of our way to love on those that hate us. We begin to look like Christ. We begin to have his character, you know. They, when people see us, they see Christ in us. So these are the five steps. If you follow these five steps, I guarantee you, you will be able to forgive anyone. And some of these steps may take time, but ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Ask God to help you. The most important thing is that we cannot do this without the help of God. We cannot do this without the help of the Holy Spirit. Would you just say this prayer with me? Lord, I thank you so much for the entrance of your word. I pray that as I heard your word today, let it enter me, let me bear fruit, and let it make a difference in my life. Holy Spirit, I ask that you empower me, help me to be able to love and forgive those that have hurt me, heal my heart, help me to love those that persecute me, help me to be more like you in every way. Holy Spirit, right now, I release that person that has hurt me. I release them right now by faith, and I forgive them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for taking the time to watch this video. I pray that you have been blessed, and I pray that this video has transformed you, and I pray that it gave you hope and encouragement. And I just pray that God's presence will continue to be with you throughout this week. If you've been blessed by this message, don't forget to press the subscribe button. Don't forget to press the like button. And don't forget to press the notification button so that you do not miss our next video. Thank you so much for joining me. Bye. Doggy dog, baby, the dog on me decides.